Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Won't You Date Me? A podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though if you insisted on punching me in the tit every morning, I...
What?
I would let you!
What?
My guest today, who is aghast.
I mean, that is painful.
It is, but if that's what you need, I'll be here. No, I'm kidding. I would never, but like, nah, if it's a soft tap, you know, I'm kind of into it. So you know her from Clipped and NCIS, it's Deonna Reasonover!
Don't go into my intro from that. Tit punch. Like, what?
Okay.
I'm on an 8 p.m. show.
You are? Truly, you're so funny. And now you're on a procedural.
Oh, thank you.
It's so funny to me.
You know what, though? I think procedurals sort of need someone with comedy. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Everybody on that show is actually very funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody on that show is very good with comedy. Because Wilmer from That 70s Show.
Okay.
And then you have Sean Murray, Thackeray Banks.
Okay.
Then you have Mark Harmon.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What?
Yes, Sean Murray, that plays McGee on that show, he was Thackeray Banks in Hocus Pocus.
I had no idea.
What?
I didn't know. I never made the correlation.
I never get to tell people this. This is a first
for me. This is a real fucking treat.
Absolutely.
What a dream. Have you asked him so many questions about shooting Hocus Pocus?
You know what? I actually haven't because I thought I get a little embarrassed about like fangirling out on people.
I see.
But I did ask him once. I was like, do people like freak out during the month of October? He's like, it's wild. People like cons are always like, can you please come?
I mean, I'm truly grinning so hard right now knowing that you get to work with Thackeray Banks.
Come to set. Come visit set. Ah! Yes.
Thackeray Banks.
Come visit set. And then you can ask him a ton of questions.
Oh my God. What a treat that would be.
Yeah.
It is one of the best movies of all time. I remember when I saw it for the first time, we went to the video store in Lincroft, New Jersey. My mother said, pick out whatever you want. And it's a purple case.
Yeah.
And I love purple. And then I was like, three witches? One of them is fat? Sign me up. Then I saw it and I was like, man, Kathy and Jimmy's a force. When people say representation matters, it does. Truly does.
It does. It does.
Anything I've ever loved is a black person, about a black woman or a fat woman. And I'm like, yay.
Well, what else have you loved?
anything Whoopi Goldberg has been in. I can watch Ghost.
Which Sister Act with Kathy and Jimmy.
Sister Act is a perfect movie.
It is.
Sister Act 2 is not good.
No, it's not. No, it's, oh, thank you. I thought that was just me.
No, no. I real hard stance on this. It is not a sequel. It is a completely separate movie.
Correct.
And it shouldn't, it should just be called something else. Not Sister Act 2.
None
it's
in school.
It's a different game. Yes.
None at music school.
Whoopi Goldberg, none in school.
Yeah.
Are you a Whoopi fan?
I love Whoopi Goldberg.
Have you seen Eddie?
I have not seen Eddie.
Man, no. Eddie's a great movie. She plays a limo driver who then becomes the head coach of the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Owned by Frank Langella. And they were in a relationship at the time.
In real life?
Uh-huh.
She's dated some weird people.
Yes. That's why, that's another thing I love about her.
Well, okay, so if you did the like kind of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but with dating and Whoopi Goldberg. And it would be like Whoopi Goldberg to Ted Danson.
Yes.
To Ted Danson married Mary.
Mary Steenburgen.
Yes, that's it. That's yes. it. And she's dated. I heard she dated some wild people too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. We can get this app going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 degrees of Whoopi Goldberg.
6 degrees of Goldberg.
Ugh. All I want to do is work with her. I love Whoopi Goldberg. I really want to do a sequel to Ghost, a sequel nobody has asked for. And that's all I want to do. That's it. Or a word-for-word remake of Sister Act.
Oh,
I would love to be Dolores Van Cartier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you know who I want to be? I want to be like the littlest sister, the littlest nun.
The one who sings?
Yep. I can't sing, though.
Well,
but like with the bangs.
Mm-hmm. I like her. And then she's got that clock that goes, oh, shit, how does it go? Wah, get up. No.
No, that's not it.
Ah, sleepyhead. Yes. Harry, you sleepyhead. No. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not actually.
She has
no.
this sunflower clock in the movie, like an alarm clock. And it goes, hey, you sleepyhead. No.
Oh, get out of bed or something
yes,
like
get
that.
Get out of bed, you sleepyhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do remember this now.
Okay. I'm not crazy. For a hot second, I was like, I'm being gaslit. She's saying the song in the movie. I know it's in the movie.
Of all the things I could be gaslighting you about. The lights are dimming. The lights are dimming. I got a copy of Sister Act and a globe for my 8th birthday. And oh. I was really down with the Sister Act VHS.
But
the globe, I was like, what am I supposed to do with this thing?
You shake it.
Shake it. No, not you a snow globe, but world globe.
Oh.
Like a, you can't see me, but I'm doing a
spinning
spike.
Globe.
Yeah, I'm doing a spin motion mm-hmm. right now.
I got a globe one Christmas and I was like, for what? Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why for me, for what?
Well, you know what I think? Now that I actually go to trivia nights a lot, now I actually wish I had paid more attention to the globe because people are constantly being like, what country does not border, you know, Pakistan? And I'm like, I don't know.
What country does not border Pakistan? The United States of America.
Correct, correct, correct.
Hell yeah,
correct.
Hell yeah,
that's
hell
it,
yeah.
That's it. there was a trivia question that was like, can you name the 10 countries with the word Stan in them?
Pakistan,
yes.
Uzbekistan,
yes.
Kazakhstan,
yes. Gobble gobble, baby.
Turkey,
no. Nope. Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan. I've never heard of that country.
There was a lot I hadn't necessarily.
Turkmenistan.
They didn't come. Yeah, they didn't come as quickly as I wanted them to.
I did pretty good considering. I don't know nothing.
You
about
started
anything.
Nailing them off. I was
thank
really.
Thank you.
One could almost say you nailed it.
Mm.
Wow, I did that.
It's
yeah.
I'm okay with it because I know you and I like you. but people at meet and greets will be like, he just yelled, nailed it. And I'm like, I'm not the one who says it. It's the contestants who scream nailed it.
It is. It's also, you don't want to be in a room just screaming things.
I mean.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
What was the Emmys like? Didn't you go to the Emmys?
I did get to go to the Emmys.
Oh, I see the eyebrows.
It was a real treat. What a dream. I got to wear a custom Christian Siriano gown.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
So my stylist had just worked with him on Project Runway, so she had a direct line to him, asked him if he wanted to. He was excited about it. He wanted to put me in yellow, which I thought is a beautiful. I wanted
ooh.
To be in purple, but he said yellow. Yellow was the correct choice.
Mm-hmm.
I wore heels like an idiot. I should have worn flats. I didn't realize how much walking there would be. It was insanely hot. The best part was when Ladybug from The Masked Singer walked the carpet. Everybody lost their minds. And I was like, that's not the celebrity.
Wait, Ladybug from The Masked Singer?
Do you know The Masked Singer?
Wait, do you mean Black Widow?
No.
Who's Ladybug?
Ladybug on The Masked Singer.
Have I not paid attention?
Maybe Ladybug was last season or hasn't appeared yet.
No, she must have because I'm all caught up. Let me tell you, I'm all caught up. We just watched it this morning.
It's a real fever dream. I don't like the reveal when that song is hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, and it slow zooms on people screaming, take it off. Yeah. The Masked Singer brings me so much joy. So you saw, I'm not ruining anything.
No.
But Butterfly... say
yes,
and then they showed a clip of Butterfly getting electrocuted during rehearsal, and then Butterfly, they have a voice changer, she goes or they go, because we don't know what gender they are, they said, oh yeah, I got electrocuted and I was like, I don't want to die here.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh so hard because imagine you died trying to perform on The Masked Singer in a butterfly costume.
Oh, yeah.
It would just be 2019 in a nutshell. No, like, and the wildest shit.
Well, and you realize how fragile life is because yes. she's like the CO2 thing went off and yes. all of a sudden I just got electrocuted. And I'm like, of all the places.
Yes, in their leg.
Those are skinny little legs too, uh-huh. so I bet it traveled uh-huh. right up. That current just went.
And the way their body moved. The Masked Singer on Fox. They do not sponsor this podcast. But honestly, if you want to watch something and feel like maybe how a schizophrenic feels or like a crazy person feels, watch The Masked Singer.
Yes.
It's so bananas. And then... they have Robin Thicke.
Who I now love.
Do you?
I do. Actually, you know what? From watching The Masked Singer, because you get to watch him work like as an artist.
Ew, did I just say that? Did I just say that? You gotta go home. you gotta go.
No, but he's really good. Like, he's got the technical stuff down. And I met his dad. And he reminds me of his dad.
I like Alan Thicke.
Yeah. Oof. I did his last movie with him.
Oh, you did?
I did. They totally cut my part. And I knew that it would.
Oh, dang.
Because when they made me say my line, they put the camera, I'm not kidding, half a block away from me. Like, they were like, you just say it. And I was like, I'm not Mike. They were like, that's fine.
Oh, like, no. They were like, well, she's been waiting all day. We better just do something.
Yeah, truly. There was no boom on me. There was
no
mic.
Oh, my God. So what, were they going to make you do ADR later?
I clearly was not going to be in the movie. They made that decision. They made that edit in camera.
You can't do that. That's so mean.
It was a really unnecessary line, but it was like one line, and they were like, yeah, no, it's fine. You just say it. I was like, but I see the cameraman's back. They were like, it's fine. Just say it.
I did a shoot with a girl who... so it was me, the lead of the movie, and then this other girl who had one line. So it was the three of us, two in front, one in back, camera, two cameras in front of us, and a third camera on her. And I don't know how she didn't realize that they had gotten her coverage, but we were moving on to my coverage, and then we finished it, and then I gave, like, you know, three or four different reads.
Right.
And... they were like, all right, we're moving on, next setup. And then she was like, wait, do we get my coverage? And they're like, oh, yeah, we got you the first time we rolled.
Right.
And she went, I would have done so much more.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And it was her first anything. She was so excited. I felt so badly for her. But then I was like, you had one line. What more were you going to do? Your reaction? I felt so bad. And she left set so sad. I had never seen a sadder person in my life.
Oh, that's so funny. That's incredibly funny.
And it was also funny because everyone was doing so many things. Nobody acknowledged that soft whisper of, I would have done so much more. It was truly brilliant.
It's so funny. I'm hot. That's so funny. I know that that person stayed up. But the reason it's so funny is because I've been there. And I know mm-hmm. that person stayed up and, like, probably told everybody, like, just uh-huh. wait. This is going to be my uh-huh. big thing. This line.
This is going to be my moment. I have one line, but I'm going to pop it. Everyone's going to be saying that one line.
And people were saying things like, you know, you never know what you can do with one moment. Uh-huh. Like, if you really see that, this really could.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I've learned now I understand camera angles. And I... sometimes if I'm like, oh, this is strange. What am I frame? What is
right.
this? This is your clothes. Okay, great. But also I've just learned, as long as I can see the camera, I'm going to just act. I'm
yes.
going to give you all of what I'm doing.
Yes.
I also can't fathom being an actor who's like,
I'm going to fall asleep in your coverage because I've heard that.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of people that like leave when their coverage is done.
Yes.
And I'm like, but why?
Yes.
But why?
Your job isn't done.
If nothing else, you can stay and gossip.
Yes.
And that's really worth a lot. That's worth its weight in gold. I'm serious.
You can stay and gossip.
I find out all the stuff I need to know just by hanging around and not talking.
Ooh.
It really is a good move.
I like working with seasoned actors because mm-hmm. I still don't feel like I'm at a point where I can be like, we've all been disrespected. Nobody told us what was going on, and we've just been sequestered in this weird room for 3 hours, and nobody has shot a thing. And you're just like, what is going on? You, like, whisper what's going on, but, like, seasoned actors will be like, this is an outrage.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you not tell me, the king of acting, what is going on? And then you start to get answers, and you're like, this is what I want.
Yeah. No, that's really true. I mean, we're super lucky because on NCIS, it's been going for so long that everybody knows exactly what they're doing. But like when I did an indie film this summer and I was just like, this is weird, everybody's trying to figure out what's going on, I constantly went to my friend Matt and we were just like, Matt, what's happening? Are we having the same? We had the same thing for lunch every day. It was actually great for me, but everybody else was like, what is happening? I can't have tuna again.
Tuna. Like tuna sandwiches?
Well, it was like from a small Italian place.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, they really just had paninis. So people would be like, I guess I'll have the tuna. And then the second day, they'd be like, I guess I'll have the tuna. And then the third day, they'd be like,
I can't have tuna again.
I know. But I did. I ate the same sandwich every day that I was on that shoot.
I don't think I could do that.
Sure.
But maybe I could.
Sure, you could.
Yeah, I probably could.
Yeah.
I truly eat the same thing in my life all the time.
But you know what? I take a lot of comfort in knowing at least one thing is consistent. I was like far from home and I love to be up under my wife. Like I am truly boring and uninteresting. So knowing that I was responsible for one boring, uninteresting choice in my life made it very easy. I was like chicken. Well, it was the Wendini panini. No bell peppers.
Dini panini, no bell peppers.
That's what I wanted,
baby. Dini panini is a very funny name for a sandwich.
Wendini panini.
Wendini panini.
Wendini. Like, it did make you a little Wendini, if you know what I mean.
It gave you gas.
Every day.
Girl.
But I knew that it was coming.
It's part of the consistency. I know what I'm eating and I know when I'm farting. So you are married.
I am.
You got married last year?
Yes.
No, this year.
I got married last year.
Oh, last year. Okay.
But it just started feeling like I got married this year.
What changed?
I think I had to, like, once again, I had to ease into it. Like, I just am a person who has to, like, really take my time, and I don't like big decisions. And so this year is the first year I started relaxing about it, because before, last year, everybody was like, newlyweds, what's it like? Kiss. Where's your ring?
Do you wear a ring?
I do now, but I don't. For the months of July, August, and September.
What? Why?
Because it's too hot.
Okay.
I know that sounds crazy.
What? Does your ring heat up? Burn your little pinky?
No, my fingers swell up.
Oh.
I got really big just there with that gesture. You can't see it, but I did. My fingers swell up, and we shoot the show, and I'm afraid that they'll have to, like, see, I can't get my ring off today. I'm afraid they'll have to cut my ring off.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
Is it?
Well, yes. You don't want to have your ring cut off.
I could just get a bigger ring.
Also, you would delay production. They would have to figure out how to cut a ring. Well, I guess they could just use, like, wire cutters.
They don't care. Them transport guys will be like, we got to cut it for you. It would be gone in 5 seconds. There is no delay on this production.
I love Teamsters.
Yes.
Because a lot of them are Republicans, but have the most insane views. So one Teamster or transpo guy was driving me to set. He had a huge gash in his hand, and I was like, uh-oh, he's sick. But we were talking, and he said something about Trump, and I was like, nah, for me, I don't think he's nice.
Yeah.
So that's my hot take. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I voted for the guy because I thought my taxes would go down. But guess what? I've been paying more, and I still don't have, like, he said, something about, like, his tax return or something was, like, lower. Yeah, it was just him paying more. And then he was like, and, you know, I was gonna vote for him in his reelection, but he won his reelection. And I was like, whoa, what alternate universe are you living in that we've already had an election?
No, that Teamster just knows. He can see the future. Also, did you realize that you were basically doing your voice for the Teamster and, like, a totally different voice for yourself?
No! you know, but Trump is not nice for me. he's just not for me. I don't like it.
I like Teamsters. They're always very sweet. They're always very good at their jobs, and they always have great calves.
Oh, yeah, because they're bending down. They're hitching things to trucks and stuff. Oh, if you're listening, you don't know what a Teamster is. Teamsters, like the transportation people.
Yes.
That's the name of their union,
the Teamsters. They shut down production on, was it MasterChef or Top Chef?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But of all things, Top Chef, they were like, no.
It probably because it wasn't union and they wanted to flip it.
Oh.
And then they were like, okay, well, you can't do anything if we don't do anything.
You can't do anything. If the Teamsters don't want you to, if they strike, you can't do shit.
You can't do a thing.
You really cannot. But that's good. I like
it. It is good.
I am pro-union.
It's nice to have, I'm pro-union too.
We're in a guild.
The union is why I have health insurance.
Well, we're in a guild.
Oh, what's the difference?
I don't know. Well, doesn't one guarantee you work? And the other one does not, and that's why we're in a guild.
Oh, so unions guarantee you work, and then guilds do not?
There's some listener right now shaking their head like, no.
No.
That's not right.
You stupid bitches are wrong. No. 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 Okay. So how long were you dating before you got married?
Oh, boy. let me see. I think it was 5 years.
Okay.
My wife is at home right now like, no, wrong, no. I'm sweating just thinking about this question.
Oh,
I'm bad at math.
It's okay. There's no wrong answers.
No, there is.
There is, and there your is. Wife knows the she correct does. Answer.
She does. I think it was 5 years. We tried to have a chill wedding, but it's always hard. We actually have a post-it. It's still on the fridge. Labeled wedding cries, and I would just make a little tick mark every time one of us cried over the wedding.
Honestly, that's adorable. What a fucking treat.
Yeah.
That's so cute. What a fun way to handle stress.
Yeah.
To be like, uh-oh, so it's crying again. Yeah. We gotta put a tally on the refrigerator.
That's exactly
what
I did.
Instantly make me smile.
That's exactly why I did it. My wife really, around the time that she was actually sobbing and I was being like, hold on, let me get the pencil. She was like, shut up. She did not like it. But in the end, she came back around.
Yeah, that's a bit that you have to come back around to.
It really is.
I think we have to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. And now we're back. Wow. What a quick little break. Okay, so we're talking about crying tallies about the wedding.
Yes.
I like it. I think it's so fun.
I tell anyone who's getting married, I'm like, anything you can do to like, not take this thing so seriously because it's dumb that it costs so much. It's dumb that you don't get a. I want a tech rehearsal. I want to practice.
I want a tech rehearsal.
I do.
Yeah, that's like your rehearsal dinner, right?
Oh, you know,
but not really.
No,
it's just a dinner,
and everybody's like, you know, you.
Oh, and then you just practice.
Yeah, you kind of like walk down the aisle, but it's like there's no practice for the feelings. Yes. You know what I mean? It's like if it was a play, I'd have like 6 weeks of non-paid rehearsal, and then I get paid $9 a show. Theater, 99 seat theater in LA.
Theater doesn't pay, even though it is so much work.
Did you study theater?
I did.
Yeah.
I did study theater.
Did you think when you came out to either LA or New York, did you think like I'm going to be a theater person?
When I moved to New York, I thought I was going to be on Broadway.
Yeah. Yep.
Truly, I knew I needed to age into the roles I wanted to play. you know, your girl was 21, truly trying to play Mama from A Raisin in the Sun.
Sure. Sure.
And that's not it.
No.
You can't be 21 doing that.
There's nothing to be done.
I've always wanted to play Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but there's no way I would ever play Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Actually, I would say that now that you have a TV career, you're much more likely to do so.
No. A white person will play Martha.
No.
According to his estate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's a period piece. So, in that period, if it was like an interracial couple, the play would be about that.
It's weird that writers can just insist certain things.
Sure.
Like, was he also like, honey has to be a thin-hipped bitch, like, every time. Like, that's really dumb.
Yeah, probably, because she's like young, youthful, and cute.
I mean, that is part of her, where they, oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, that's
disgusting.
It's
one of those things where I'm like, meh, I get it.
No, I don't. That's good and disgusting, is what I'm going to say. It really is. It's like, bye, you're gone.
I need to like research it to actually make sure that I'm being fully correct about it, but I believe that's what I read.
I hope all your listeners write in angry letters.
They're like, no, you're stupid. That's not what it is, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Anyway, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is a 3-hour play.
Yes.
It's so long because I believe it's three acts.
I saw it with Bill Irwin.
And Kathleen Turner.
Yes, yes.
It. Oh, I saw it too.
Knocked out asleep.
Really?
Immediately asleep.
I loved it.
It was not, that theater was too big for that intimate production.
It was very big because it was three tiers.
It was the Chandler,
right? It was huge.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Listen, incredible actors.
Yes.
Really, top to bottom, incredible production. I could not, it was just screaming from afar. I was like, this is terrible.
Yes. How did you meet your wife?
We met at Second City.
Oh.
Yeah, we met. So, hey, guys, improv gets the ladies. It works.
I mean, you're not lying.
No, I'm not.
Every improv man or a woman who's into women mm-hmm. truly has just a beautiful kiddie pool filled with women who are like, yes, and.
Yes, that is true. I often wonder if these sweatshirt wearing, poorly fitted pants wearing men were not on a main stage team, if they would ever have anyone to date.
I don't think so.
No.
No, I think it would. And I think that's why a lot of hooked up a lot of improv boys who have like a little bit of anger to them. Mm-hmm. And I think the anger to them is they grew up with women not wanting to date them.
I do want names.
Okay. And then they grow up and then all of a sudden women want to date them because they're funny. And that is a very hard thing to deal with. Get in therapy, improv boys.
100%.
Get into therapy and stop wearing cargo shorts.
Oh, you know what? I think too many people, they really hold on to really small things that have happened to them in the past.
Yes.
As if it's not just part of life.
Yes.
I'm like, failure is part of life. And it's okay to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's not going to like you. I've got lots of people that do not like me.
Who?
Oh, you. Okay.
I don't think I know anyone who doesn't like you.
I'm just saying, like, in the world.
Oh,
do you know
sure.
what I mean? I don't
yes.
mean, like.
I don't know everybody in the world who knows you.
This isn't a rapper like, I got so many haters. It's like, I'm just saying, like, it's a natural part that everybody's not going to mm-hmm. like you.
Fair. Speaking of rappers, we'll get back to relationships. But speaking of rappers, have you watched that Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, Snoop Dogg, T.I. show?
Not yet.
I enjoyed it. There's one rapper who ended his, like, audition with, murder, 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 murder. And everyone was like, you got a lot of anger, man. We're going to pass you along to Hollywood. And I was like, why? Because he was going to murder you?
Yeah.
It's great. Snoop puffs on a blunt the whole time. Cardi B's like, shmoney. But then also she, like, says things that, like, make sense.
Do you know how young she is?
She's, like, 27.
She, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
She's very young.
She is. She's just, been, I've just known her so long mm-hmm. from, you know, the basketball, for the love yes. and the hip-hop.
Yes,
you know.
Love and Hip-Hop.
Yes.
I implore anyone who's a fan of Cardi B to go back and watch clips of her on Love and Hip-Hop. She is funny. She knew what she was doing from the jump. She is so smart.
Any bitch you have beef with me is gonna have beef with me forever.
A hoe never gets cold. Her just like in a bra, just in a. She's so funny.
I'm not a hoe. I'm always cold. I'm cold right now at this very moment.
I never really get cold, so.
Really?
I guess I'm a hoe.
You did it. Congratulations.
Yeah. how did you meet your wife? Did I ask you that? Oh,
you
yes,
did,
at
you
Second
did.
City.
Second City, Second City.
Was it in a class?
I don't, we've talked about this several times, my mm-hmm. wife and I. Neither one of us remember being introduced to each other, but we knew of each other for a long time. She was dating someone. The first moment that I really remember, first mm-hmm. of all, I spent the first year knowing her, thinking her name was Amanda, and very confidently saying, hey, Amanda, like in the hallway, and she never corrected me. So that's her fault. And that's on her.
That's really funny. When did you discover that her name was not Amanda?
Once again, don't know. But she does. But I do remember being like, you look like an Amanda. I've said to her several times, I'm like, you do look like an Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I almost wrote it in my vows, but I thought it would be too much. And the first like moment...
be too much in front of your friends and family. Your name doesn't fit you. You look like an Amanda.
You know what? Okay, so side story.
Yes.
I had not met her parents before the wedding.
Whoa, really?
I know. It was really a choice that I went through. And even though we had dated for so long, I just mm-hmm. never met them. And we had to call her parents to get a copy of like her mother's birth certificate because she's mm-hmm. not born in this country for our wedding marriage certificate. Patricia's middle name is, oh God, I'm gonna mess this up. Patricia's middle name, I started the story and then didn't know how to finish it. Her middle name is Marie.
Do you know your wife? Have you met her more than once?
Not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure. I keep her in a closet. Her name is Patricia Marie Teresa. But I think it should be Patricia Maria Teresa. I think it might be Therese. Actually, I'm not sure what her middle name is. Oh, no.
This is perfect.
This is really unraveling very quickly. I love you, baby.
I love you.
Don't worry, baby.
Just don't tell her you're on this podcast.
She knows. She knows I'm here right now. But I have been telling her that her name should be Maria. And she's like, I'm named after my mom. And also that's not my name. And I've been saying for years, like, okay, maybe it is. We get her mother's birth certificate. Her mother's name is Maria. And she has been lying for years about what her name is.
That's very funny.
Is it? After all those twists and turns, is it?
Yeah, I like it. Because her name should be Maria because that is her mother's name. So you were inherently right.
That is the point
you
that
truly
I
were right. That's yeah. great.
Still not sure of what her name is.
Let her out of your closet.
No.
So may I ask about not meeting her parents till the wedding day?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer.
I don't like flying. That's what it is.
Really?
That's
it?
That's what it is. I don't like flying. If I don't have to, I won't.
But they couldn't fly here to meet you?
Her dad owns a barbecue restaurant.
Okay.
And so it is pretty much him. He runs the smoker.
Oh, okay.
Like it's a one-man show.
Get away from it.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. So, and her mom doesn't really fly by herself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just one of those things where it was like nobody could really leave.
Fair.
But I did FaceTime at least twice. And yeah.
The face you made.
Because it put way too much pressure on the wedding.
Oh, yes.
To be like, oh, I'm meeting you for the first time 2 days before we get married.
And I'm marrying your daughter.
And it was, I mean, the wedding was, and I love everybody involved, but the wedding was a shit show. It really was.
Why was it a shit show?
Because a tornado hit New York
right
as they were leaving. It scrambled all the flights. And his business, of course, was affected. And he was like, I don't know if I can go. All my meat is rotten. And like, think I have to stay and try to recoup some of this loss.
Uh-huh.
I got rear-ended the day before the wedding.
Oh, my God.
We had lost two venues, like, right before the wedding.
How do you lose a venue?
They were like, no thanks. Yeah. They
Wait,
were like,
did you like put a deposit down?
Yeah, they were like, here you go.
What?
It's back.
What?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It really was. So all that happened. And then 15 minutes before the wedding, I had actually told my brides, because I was trying to like have this fun, like it's casual.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, let's just meet at like the Mexican restaurant across the street. I'll buy everybody chips and shots and margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll know, you know, everybody's here. So I've had like, you know, a couple shots of tequila. Boy, didn't even feel them going down. And I'm a lightweight, you know, like went down like water. It was really a thing. I get there and her mother is laying in the parking lot of the venue and is like, I think I broke my wrist.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She had fallen.
Oh, no.
And we only had 15 minutes before the ceremony to set up the entire ceremony space. And I spent all of that being like, let's cancel the wedding.
Oh, no.
And her sister, who is a doctor, Bridget, I love you, but boy, her sister's a nurse. Boy, this was really a moment. Her sister was so frustrated. She was like, it's not broken. She's being such a fucking bitch about this. And I was like, I think it's broken.
Oh, my God. What a wild ride to a wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fast forward, it was broken. So, yeah, we had wedding crashers.
You had wedding crashers?
We had wedding crashers.
How did you find out? Because you were like, nobody knows these people.
Because my friends were like, who showed up to your wedding in a tube top and a trucker hat? They are in all our photos. They tried to catch the bouquet. They got kicked out twice and
How
came
many
back.
How people were they?
There were three of them.
That's really funny.
I'm like, you owe me $30 a plate. Like,
we're going to crash a wedding in a tube top and a trucker hat.
It was truly like I had actually.
Wait, where did you get married? Where on earth did you fucking get married? You don't have to say the venue, just the city.
I got married in Los Angeles. I'm only not saying the venue because they handled it the best they could. And I really appreciate the venue's handling of it. But it was like I have them all in my photo booth photos. I truly am tempted every anniversary to put them on Instagram. I may just the second anniversary.
I think you should. That's very funny. Be like, who are you? Who Truly. Are these people who crashed my fucking wedding?
Well, one day I'm going to find, one day I do say, I'm going to find out who they are and I'm going to show up at their wedding.
Yes.
And I'm going to be like, you got to buy, at least give me a drink.
Yes.
I don't care where the wedding
is. Give me food. Yes. Give me drink. Let me in your fucking wedding. That's yeah. so funny.
So you see why I was like, oh, and my wedding dress didn't fit. Like,
what?
Because I was trying to be the cool, chill bride. And I was like, I don't need a fitting.
Wait, so you just straight up bought a dress off the rack.
I bought a dress offline. I bought a dress off ASOS.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought a prom dress from ASOS.
So what did you wear if it didn't fit?
I did not eat for the, I tried it on. You're supposed to do a fitting like a month before.
Yes.
And I waited until the week before. And I am not kidding when I was like, oh, I guess I'm just drinking juice all week. It was very unhealthy. But at that point, I was also so stressed out.
Uh-huh.
I think I just sweat all, like any extra water weight I had, it was gone.
So the dress did fit.
Ish.
Oh my gosh.
Ish. It was rough. It was rough. I was in a lot of pain.
This wedding's my favorite wedding I've ever heard.
Afterwards, my wife, the next morning, I was so done that at the reception, I just started doing shots with everybody.
Ooh, boy.
They were like, okay, no more shots for you. And the next
you got cut off at your own wedding.
I don't drink. It takes one shot and then I'm like, bleh. But the next morning, my wife was like, good morning. I was like, good morning. I woke up all happy, like mm-hmm. happy I wasn't hungover. She was like, I have one question. Who's Brandy? I was like, huh? She was like, when I put you to bed, you kept saying, get off me, Brandy. No, get away.
Were you talking about Brandy Norwood?
No, I was not.
Who's Brandy?
Well, as I told her, panicked, I was like, listen, I'm serious. The only thing I can think of is we had a dog growing up named Brandy. And that's all I can think of.
Wait, is that real?
That is real. And the reason, and she looked at me with that look, like where she looked deep into my soul. And she was like, the only reason I'm accepting this is because you also called me the cat's name several times.
That's really funny.
Is it?
It's really, really funny.
I don't
on
know
your
my
wedding night. Your wife had to put you to bed.
Yes.
You called her a cat's name and a dog's
yes,
name.
Yes, correct.
And then woke up the happiest you've ever woken up.
I was so happy. Oh, well, I don't.
Were you still drunk?
No, you know, I don't. Well, that's the thing. I really don't drink at all. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to keep up with my wife's family.
Ah.
And they don't do shots. They'll drink beer, but they were like, okay, this girl's crazy. They were trying to keep up with me. And I was trying to keep up with them. And they were fine. But they were six of them. Mm-hmm. So you can do the math.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What a real treat.
What a mess.
That's
I'm
so
never
funny.
Such a mess. I was stressed out.
I mean, yes, planning a wedding is very, very hard.
But it shouldn't be. It's a party.
Yeah.
It's an expensive party.
It's a very expensive party, but then you have to find the venue. Then you have to find like a vendor for flowers. Then you have to find a liquor person. Yeah. It's a lot.
If I could go back and redo it, I wouldn't necessarily, no, I would change everything. I would just pay somebody and I'd just be like, this is the date we want.
Yes.
This is the amount of money. Please plan it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is fine. What you do is fine. I don't care.
But what if they did it like a gothy with dragons and stuff?
Great.
Really?
Have you seen The Crazy Bitch Bride?
No. What is that?
There's a woman that walks down the aisle singing Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry and like dropping it low and going like, hey, you're crazy bitch, but so good I'm on top of it. And it's great. And the camera and like you're looking at the guests and like the guests are like covering children's ears and like people are like whispering and like freaking out. And the camera pans over to the groom and he is wearing a rhinestone bandana and jam, and he's so happy. These two people found each other.
I mean, that's all I want. I want to do some weird shit at my wedding.
Do it. Get her to plan your wedding. That's what I would
all
do.
All right. I'll get the crazy, what's her name? Crazy Bitch?
She's listed online as the Crazy Bitch Bride.
The Crazy Bitch Bride. I'll get her to plan my wedding.
What is the weirdest thing you want at your wedding?
I mean, all of my male bridesmaids will have to be in drag.
Oh, I remember you told Echo that.
Yes.
I have listened to
it. If you want to be in it, you have to do it. Sorry.
John knows?
He claims he's not going to do it.
He's
going to
do it.
But he has to do it.
Tell him he can wear one of his sketch wigs and he
If I tell him he could do a sketch at my wedding, he'll do anything I ask him to do. There's nothing more that he would love more than putting a bucket on his feet and stomping around doing whatever character.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What is Sashir doing?
What do you mean? Right now?
No. You can tell me
tacos
that too.
Right now.
Oh, really? What kind?
From a place over by where she lives.
Okay.
Or at least when I spoke to her this morning, that's what she was doing. But okay. Now it's afternoon time, so maybe she's digested them and she's sitting.
Maybe. I meant like at the wedding, because you could you say male?
How embarrassing. Oh, boy, this reminds me of, okay, this man was doing a magic trick. I was at work and the AD does magic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, please, trailer, do a magic trick. So he tells me to pick a card. I look at it. And then he goes, hand it back to me. I hand it back to him. He goes, tell me what the card is, but lie about it. So I went, okay, it's a pig. And he goes, what? He meant lie about the suite and the number, and I thought he just meant lie, and we were around other people, and everyone started laughing at me. And then I went, was that not what you meant? I was like, no, it's not what I meant at all. Oh, it was a very embarrassing moment that really just brought me back there. What's the sheer doing? Well, she can't talk us. I did think it was strange that you wanted to know what she was doing right now, but like I knew, so I told you. Oh boy.
I mean, I went with you. I was like, okay, where are these tacos from?
I don't know what she's doing for her wedding. I would assume maybe a destination wedding. I know it would probably be a small wedding. I don't think she wants to make a spectacle of it the way I want to make a spectacle of my wedding. I think I would be a bridesmaid.
Cool. Once again, I met at your wedding. We're talking about your wedding.
This is so hard. I can't believe. Oh no! I'm killing you with my dumbness. I can't believe it happened twice in a row. Oh boy. I'm gonna make her wear. Am I
no, don't tell me now. I can never know.
Yeah, you'll never know. No, she's got to wear a big, dumb, poofy dress and wear a lot of makeup that she's not going to be happy in. Mm. I think the whole premise of my wedding will be making people do anything they've never wanted to do.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Oh, God.
Again, I mean, you're... Boy. Well,
how long have we known each other?
I've been out here for 6 years, but I don't think I met you, or 7 years, but I think I met you maybe a year into me living here, so like 6 years.
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right, because I know I saw a New Money show before I knew you, mm-hmm. and before I knew John, and I was like, she's so funny, who is she?
Thank you.
I think I met you backstage at I'm trying to think of what show it was. You were coming off of an improv show. Mm-hmm. I remember being like, hi. And you were like, hello. Like,
it might have been Harold Knight.
Maybe. But I mean, I just got in your way. Like, I just stepped directly into your path.
Which is fine. It's nice. I never knew how to articulate how happy I was when I saw other Black women at the theater.
Uh-huh.
It's a hard thing to articulate, to be like, I'm happy you're here. And yeah. It's like, what? But in hindsight, I think I should have just been saying that. I think it would have maybe been nice for people to hear.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, you still can.
I guess so.
You still can. Because you still do Benetton. Am I saying that wrong?
Benetton?
Yeah, no,
Benetton.
I said it. Benetton. That's what I was wondering. Is it like United Colors of?
Yes. Okay. I don't do it as often. Well, they had to take me off the page because I could never make it to shows.
You're busy.
So I don't really do that one. But the one I try to do the most is Search History on now Tuesday nights at 9:30 at UCB Franklin.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's hard to, if you're working all day and then you're like, well, I got an early call time. I could just bounce out for a half hour and do the show, but I'm so tired. Do you still perform at the theater? Not really,
Not
right?
Not really. You know, it was really Bombardier that I was doing. Mm-hmm. That was Bombardier was my Maud team, which
is
a sketch show
team. Yes. Explain it to the people who do not know, because it's a lot.
That's fair. It's Harold for improv and Maud for sketch, like pre-written skits, as we call them in the Midwest.
Yeah, skits.
Little skits. But now I'm not really, but now that I'm not performing it with that sketch show anymore, it is hard, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a great place to be. Like, I still do love UCB, but it's, you know, you only have so much time in the day.
Correct. Do you miss performing live?
Yes. Yes, that is, I thought, back to looping back to our conversation, I thought I was going to be a serious theater performer.
Ah.
I thought I was going to be doing the Shakespeare and the Chekhov.
Yes.
So much Chekhov did I think I would be doing.
I thought I was going to be doing a lot of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
But there's truly not very many parts for me in Shakespeare, except for being like a nurse.
Correct. Remember when it seemed like we would really need character shoes?
They made us buy character shoes and leotards and stuff. So I know how to introduce myself at a cattle call. I have never been to a cattle call.
When, why would you want to? And now looking back on it, why would you want to?
I don't know. If you don't know what a cattle call is, it's just an open call where any old person with a delusion who believes they can book this part goes in.
Yep.
And you stand in a line and you step forward. You're like, Nicole Byer, and I'm from New Jersey. And then you do whatever dance they've asked you to do.
Oh, gosh.
Or sing a song or whatever.
And character shoes are the ugliest heels.
They're like Mary Jane's, but like with a thick, short, stumpy heel and a round almond toe.
Yeah, they're $80. You can't wear them anywhere except else. To like theater things.
You can only wear them inside.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're bad. Some of them have a T-strap. Ugh.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, And they only come in, like, black and white people color.
Yes, correct.
They do not come in brown.
Correct.
Which is insane.
But also, it's like, why would I want my foot to look like that? Like, I don't really need that particular nude.
I need it to look like I don't have shoes on.
It's like a little bit of a hoof.
It is a little bit like a hoof. It's, yeah. You went to theater school.
I did. I went to CalArts. I got my master's.
Oh, so you're a master actor.
Oh, yes. I was in a college professor. I told Allison Rich this. She was like, yeah, of improv. She was like, the most cutting remark I've ever had in my life. I've never forgotten it.
Oh, that's very funny.
It was true.
Did you date a lot when you were in theater school?
No. I mean, I did. So I always was kind of like wanting to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how it is when you're in theater school. You're like, but I've got to concentrate on my lines.
I got to concentrate on myself. I got to learn these lines and I got to wake up early and maybe do some yoga.
Yeah, go to my clowning class, which I use all the time. No, I didn't so much. I was too busy wondering why I was always getting all the Varya roles in Chekhov. Once again, really thought Chekhov was going to play a bigger part in my life than it was. I tried to pitch. For a while, I tried to pitch like a TV pilot that I was like, it's like a play on Three Sisters, you know? And people were like,
No, thank you.
Like, you know, that light comedic show where three women want to leave rural Russia and don't.
And we're all black.
Yeah.
And it's called Sisters.
Yeah, it'll be on Fox.
Three Sisters. Honestly, so am I by that.
Honestly, no one did. I definitely dropped it in a couple of generals and they're like, sure.
No.
Okay.
No, thank you. Are you a serial monogamist or were you single for a while before you met your wife?
I'm a serial trying to impress someone.
Ah,
does that make sense?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't necessarily have a lot of relationships, but I was always, I got really incredible seats to a baseball game once for a woman who did not show up to the game. It was like supposed to be me and her and all my friends. And I mean, when I say incredible seats, I mean, they were right, like, you know, left field. I don't exactly know, but they were close.
I don't know anything about baseball.
And everybody was like, these are incredible. What did you do? And I had to go through like, StubHub to like a Craigslist to like, I sold some stuff. Like, and I got like these $7 tickets and it was, what a mess. But you know what? Great game.
Who won?
Pujols. Albert Pujols and the Cardinals.
Who are the Pujols?
Albert Pujols. Pujols.
Wait, what?
He's up for the Cardinals. He's a baseball player.
Wait, what?
He's a baseball player. He's really good.
Oh, I thought the name of the team was the Pujols.
No.
And I was like, oh, I got to get into baseball. These are some wild-ass names. Ooh, go Pujols!
I got to get into I could be. Now I feel like maybe I'm saying his name wrong.
No, it's fine. Have you ever been on dating apps or did you miss that completely? You must have.
No. Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Me and all the other queeros were on. OkCupid.
Ah, okay.
I was going to say Plenty and Fish, but it was OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a date with a woman who came to my house because we were going to watch a movie and I made her a pizza. And she, immediately when she got there, she was like, can I lay down in your bed? And I said, yes.
Oh, no.
And she slept.
What?
She slept the whole time. She did not wake up.
What?
I came and I was like, the pizza's ready. She was like, that's okay. Went back to sleep.
That's okay.
And I put the movie on thinking like the sound would wake her up, and it did not. And I sat and watched. It was Grown Ups. I had gotten Grown Ups on DVD.
Honestly, and, shame on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, it was a bad night. It was a bad night. And when the movie was over, she woke up and said, I guess I should go, and left.
What?
And never called me again.
What? Deonna.
Yes.
Your life. This is funny. So you set up a date with a woman who was like, I've got to get some rest.
Yes, I did.
So she left wherever she was to lighten your bed to catch up on sleep.
She immediately, I mean, as soon as I opened the door and I was like, hi, like the first words out of her mouth were, can I lay in your bed?
That's insane.
And it was, but I had at the time I had a studio apartment. And so there, I was like, I guess there's not really anywhere else to sit.
So did you sit on the bed while she slept?
And I pulled up my like office chair.
Oh, no.
It was really rough. I like tried to set it up so it was like a couch too. So because I was like, I didn't want to be weird or make it seem presumptuous. She like threw all that like pillows like on the ground and like got starfish comfy in my bed.
Is that the worst date you've been on?
No. That was a carny. So no.
What's the worst date you've been on?
The worst date. I mean, I was a carny. So I.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
I was a carny.
You were in a carnival?
Yeah.
What did you do in the carnival?
I ran a booth at Ozfest in the Village of the Damned. I was a carny. Yeah, I had a game joint.
This is insane. I did not know this.
Yeah, so dart game.
You ran a dart game at Ozfest.
Yes, one dart for five, three for ten, pop a balloon, find a star, win a prize.
But that was once a year?
That was just once. I just did that one summer.
Oh, okay.
Once a year. Like a
so, and you claim being a carny for it one was, summer?
Listen, if you have done it, you truly know. I don't like ride jocks now.
Ride jocks?
Those are the people that run the rides. They run the rides. Listen.
Why don't you like the rides?
Because, you know what? They think they're better than us. They think they're better than us jointies. But let me tell you. It takes a lot of skill. It takes people skills.
Okay.
Okay. The rides practically run themselves. Okay.
Oh, boy. I like you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I can't even remember the question I asked you. Marissa, do you remember the question I asked? So you were a carny for a summer.
Yeah.
Your worst date.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. I went on some bad like dates when I was like in one city. Uh-huh. And I was just like, you know, I'd meet somebody at the booth. We go on a date.
Like, you want to date a carny?
Kind of. You can, it's very easy to pick people up.
How do you hit on people?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Or how would you have in the past?
Gosh, you know, it's been so long. I'm in such a good relationship.
Oh, no. That sounded so insincere. And you said it with such a big smile on your face.
Because I have no game. I have no game is what I was trying to hide.
You have game because you called your wife the wrong name for at least a year. And then she was like, of course I'll marry you.
And you know, can I tell you about our proposal?
Please.
So I was so, she was very clear in what she did not want, but she never told me what she did want. And she wanted a ring from Macy's. Macy's, where you get your rings. We get everything from Macy's. They need to give me a sponsorship. My wedding ring's from Macy's, hers, our bed, we got our couch from there. I get everything from Macy's. It's my one-stop shop.
This is insane. Nobody has ever been in a Macy's. In 2019, not one person has set foot in a Macy's.
We go to this. I'm going to be honest. We go to the same Macy's every Sunday, and we have been for a month.
Did you go to Macy's this Sunday?
No, but we're going to go. This is the one time we're not going. We've made friends with the furniture people. He sent us the furniture guy that we had. I'm not going to give his name because I don't want to get in trouble. But when we bought our couch, he sent with us these handmade leather keychains that he made.
What?
We have. We've been following his career. I got him into acting. He's doing extra work now. I'm serious.
You are fostering the people. You're like trying to get the people out of Macy's.
Yes.
Which doesn't make sense because you love going to Macy's.
Because now we talk about so much. We talk about like some of the background work he's done, and he's thinking of taking some classes.
He's your friend?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not. We still have the keychains.
Okay.
He personalized them with our favorite colors. He asked us our favorite colors.
Do you like go to dinner with him?
That's a good. I should invite him. My wife.
I don't know. Please don't.
I was trying to see if we could get him on the show. I actually asked my wife. I was like, "Do you think it would be weird if I asked the showrunner if they have any?" He's just getting into it.
It would fully be weird to ask your showrunner, "Hey, this man I met in Macy's who sold me my couch and sent me personalized keychains. He's really getting into extra work. So, could we put him on the show?"
But I mean, just for a day.
Don't ask your showrunner. Ask your UPM.
Okay, that's a good idea. Because, I will ask.
Yeah, because okay. Then you don't want your showrunner to be like, "I think we heard of crazy heard person." Your UPM is stuck in an office all day. He'll be like delighted by this weird question.
I know. It's so weird. But you know what? It's one of those things. I don't know if you felt this. I didn't grow up in a showbiz family at all.
No.
So this is all very magical and like way more than I ever thought I would be doing. Mm-hmm. So to be able to give that to someone who's like, aww, I just want a shot, you know, like he's so happy. You know, and I'm
that's
like,
that's really sweet and very kind of you.
And you're like, and very wrong. The look on your face is like, and very wrong.
He might not be a crazy person.
No, he's not. He's not. I've talked to him.
Okay. I just truly am of the school of no good deed goes unpunished. I
that
have
is
tried
true.
To do a solid for some people that has ended up really biting me in the ass with the amount of emails this person thought was appropriate to send.
I really want to hear about this after the show.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
It was, and then I didn't learn from that, and I tried to do something else for a person, and oh boy.
Oh yeah.
It's just I will send one email on someone's behalf, and that's as much as I can do.
Yeah, I get a little too involved.
I mean,
you're like, yes, you do.
It's like the Boys and Girls Club, and this is your person.
Oh,
this is your little brother.
Yeah. I get excited. I get excited, and then I. Oh, no, I won't tell that story.
Okay. may I ask?
Yes. Oh, the proposal.
Yes.
So,
you're good at staying on track.
No, it's
also not.
After I take us off track, like 30 minutes. So I had the ring and we went out to dinner and mm-hmm. I was going to propose at dinner, but Kristen Bell was there. And she was there. And there was no one else in the restaurant but us and Kristen Bell and her kids. And I was really afraid that if I proposed that Kristen Bell would start crying, it would become a thing. And so I didn't do it. And because she had been very clear that she did not want a public proposal. And I was like, it'll be a thing. And so I was home and I felt really bad because I had been really looking forward to it. So when we were in the living room, I was like, tell me what kind of ring you want. And she got really annoyed. And there was a Macy's coupon. Once again, we love Macy's. There was a Macy's coupon on the desk where she was sitting. Uh-huh. And she was like, you know the ring I want. Here's a coupon. And I was like, and I took the coupon and I fake proposed to her with the coupon.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, uh-huh. And then I pulled the ring, the exact one she wanted out, and said the same words. And then she said yes. And she hugged me. And I said, your face is wet. Are you sweating? And she said, no, I'm crying.
Your face is wet. Are you sweating? What a weird sentence to ask anybody at any point. Your face is wet. You sweating?
I was so nervous. I thought really she was funny. Nervous too.
Your face is wet. You sweating?
Yeah.
I love that. Honestly, I like that proposal more than the restaurant proposal.
Oh, good.
Because it has a thing that you guys like, Macy's.
Yeah. Yes. It really does. I would love to get a sponsorship from them. One.
You won't.
Day,
they're say. Going under.
Oh, but they're always
e-commerce
doing.
E-commerce is where it's at.
You know what, though? But look at Topshop.
What happened with Topshop? Top man clothes.
Oh, that exact. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So what are we looking at Topshop?
Boy, I was wrong. Boy, I got that. I use that as my example.
Yeah, Macy's needs to get in the e-commerce game.
You know, they've got a great, their website.
It's not great.
But they have good filters. Like if you're really looking for something and you really try to filter it well, you can. They put their coupons right online. Who does that? No one does that.
Who knew I was sitting here with a Macy's stand? Yeah. I mean, truly, that is very funny that you love Macy's as much as you do.
I'll be totally honest. Mm. I'm only here as a representative for Macy's. They are paying me to plug.
What a long con for Macy's.
I'm not even really an actor. They sent me to grad school.
You're like, I'm not even on NCIS. No. I just take pictures on set and talk about Macy's.
This is a fever dream.
That's very funny. Okay, well, we've come to the end. I always ask my guests this. I've missed it 2-3 times, but usually I get it. Mm-hmm. Would you date me?
Were I not married? Yes.
Hey, what a treat.
Yeah. Thank Wait, are you, you gay?
No.
It hasn't stopped me before. Okay. Okay.
No, I'm not gay, but also not fully straight because I have slept with women. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not actively seeking a woman, but I've been enamored with women.
Oh, we're great.
Yeah. Yes. And if I were, I would date one. Let's just say gender is not a stopping point for me. I don't mind what genitalia you have. I don't mind how you identify.
Great.
As long as there's a connection, I'm here.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did you come out? Is that an annoying question? I'm sure it is.
It's not annoying. I think it's just not as fun as people think they are. Because, you know, because like yeah. It's like 13. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
I always know. Find it very interesting that in queer stories, coming out is a huge focal point where there's a comic who had a really great joke about, I can't remember his name, but he's like, I just want to see a Jason Statham movie where, like, he saves the world and then in the last 5 minutes, fucks a dude so hard. And there's a woman in the corner going, excuse me. He's like, not you. I'm not doing the joke justice, but it was very funny. And I was like, yeah, there is no gay action movie where the person isn't overly, you know, gay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
not the focal point. Like, yeah. people could just be gay. It's so interesting that it's 2019 and we don't have that.
Well, when you come out, you still have to do everything else. Like, you still have to, like, come out and then, like, pick up your dry cleaning. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, get your steps for the day in. Mm-hmm. It's not that interesting. That's why I'm like, I guess. Yeah. It's a little bit like, when did you, it's a little bit like the question, like, when did you fully come into your actual shoe size? Ooh. When did your foot stop growing?
I would say I accepted my shoe size last year.
Really?
I'm an 11 or a 12, and I was cramming my feet into a 10. So I had to come out of the closet and say, you got big old dolls.
Nope, not the same thing.
Are you sure?
I am.
Wait, Junior, are you sure accepting my shoe size is not people accepting their sexuality and telling people? I was so ashamed of being an 11 or a 12. I would tell no one. I would sit in my closet and I would cry and say, why won't these shoes fit? It's the same thing.
It took you saying, well, you got big old dolls. Do you really wear an 11 or a 12? Uh-huh. Is it the width that makes it sometimes a 12?
It's everything. I have fat feet and long feet.
I only ask because I used to be very good at guessing people's shoe size. Oh, I used to sell shoes.
What size did you think I was?
I didn't look because I didn't think to look, but I was like, yeah, that's right. Do you still wear heels a lot?
Yes and no. I wear a lot more sneakers. Mm-hmm. Heels are hard.
Yes, they are.
I used to wear heels a lot, and then I stopped wearing heels when I gained weight because it's hard to have a very big body on some little heels.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's dangerous.
But also, it's like the floors are not built for
sidewalks aren't built for heels.
No.
Whenever I see a woman walking on these cracked fucking sidewalks with tree branches and they don't fall down, I'm like, what are you, you Harry Potter?
No.
Who are you? You Hermione?
That's... Harry Potter to Hermione.
Ron? That's the three. You Draco Malfoy? What's up?
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. Ron sucks.
Ron is kind of boring.
Yeah, boring and like toxic masculinity embodied. You know, like, no thanks.
Wait, you think he's a part of toxic masculinity?
He's always getting into a fight if somebody says anything about him. He's like, I'm not poor. It's like, nobody said that.
But it's like, you are poor.
I mean, I didn't grow up middle class. I grew up lower class, and I'm not constantly trying to beat up everybody. I'm like,
maybe you should.
Maybe.
I grew up.
You just grew up? You're like, I grew up.
I just grew up. I just appeared. Deanna, do you have anything that you want to promote?
Oh, yes, actually, I do. I'd like to promote NCIS on Tuesday nights. Nicole's giving me such a look. 8 p.m. on CBS. I play Casey Hines, the forensic scientist. I love it.
and you're great and you're wonderful and you're so funny. And I'm so happy that you, because I tried to get you earlier, but then you had tickets to the theater.
Yes.
Which is the text you sent, and it made me laugh. Because you were like, we have tickets to the theater. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that I was talking to my old timey friend from the 50s.
I'm trying to think of what show was it. I think it might have been Dear Evan Hansen. Was it around Thanksgiving?
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
Now, that was a show. I didn't see it.
Now, that was a show. Wait, you didn't see it?
No, we had to go out of town.
I like that you said, now, that was a show. I didn't see it. Because what a turn. That is a show. Means you saw it and you loved it.
Nope, missed it.
You're very fun.
Tell me.
Okay. Well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it 5 stars, you can subscribe on iTunes or whatever, and if you send me something nasty hitting on me, I will read it out loud. This nice friend sent me a DM that said, hey, hi, hello, this is for the podcast. I want to lick your clit till it's so pruny it looks like a red, juicy cranberry. Then I want to slurp on that creamy, sweet clitberry and extract your pussberry juices with a funnel. Put it in a Tupperware container and bake a cranberry pie with it. I have little experience baking, so it will probably be a store-bought mix. But your clitberry cream will be the secret ingredient. And then we can feed it to people and giggle about our little secret together. Oh my God, this is like a Sweeney Todd situation. And instead of dead people, it's just my fucking pussy juice.
Yes, I have to say, I'm concerned that once you've extracted all the juice, you won't be able to use it anymore. So this seems like a one-time thing.
Yes.
Maybe short-term thinking, you know?
Yeah, we're only going to make one pie?
Yeah, only one.
I guess we're
going
to go to one dinner party and serve it to our friends?
Well, that's no fun for you, no. Ultimately. So
I would be so upset to watch my friends eat my pussy juice pie.
I would, too.
Hey, friend, this one was fun, but maybe not great. The worst one I got, I've mentioned it so many times. This person wanted to flip me upside down and fill my vagina with clam chowder and then eat it. Your eyebrows are truly in your hair.
Dancing. I mean, dancing up.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.